Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is our only reward. I am your host, Andy. Brian is in the house tonight. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, everybody?
Would you introduce the rest of them? I'm sick of doing this.
I got you. We're here with Nick, Scott, Kelly, and of course, Andy. And I think Nick's got something special for us tonight. Looking forward to it.
Oh, thanks, B. Keep rolling with that, B. Yeah. Andy, I think you're done.
I'm out. I'm retiring.
Yeah,
you're retiring?
We have a new host.
You've been officially replaced.
Yeah.
Good. I've been begging for that for a while.
Unfortunately, he doesn't know the segment next.
Right? So no, he doesn't.
But this is how
B's going to roll into season two. He's just going to host a lot. He's going to start writing a ton of episodes.
Well,
you can't lose if you don't play, B.
That's right.
You know?
Silky smooth voice.
Get it.
There's no reason not to.
Mm-hmm.
I've been replaced. I'm okay with it, I guess. All right, Nick does have a wonderful trivia plan for us. You see the topic, of course. We just learned it, and we don't really know what to make of it just yet. So we're going to put that on hold here. Did you hear it, Brian?
No, I was like, we learned it, did we?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I guess you weren't in here.
Oh, you must have been using the bathroom or something.
What's up?
It's going to be a surprise for you.
Oh, okay, yeah. Fair enough.
It won't affect you if you knew it now. Yeah, you'll be fine.
Okay. Now it's a thing. Now we should tell him, but I'm not going to.
No, you can't. Can't now. You committed.
All right. Well, we are going to forego the question of the week this week, and we're going to revisit an old segment we did a few months ago called Brain Bombs.
Is that even a few months ago? I feel like that was yesterday.
Well, you know.
I don't know.
It might have been. We'll see.
It could have been 2 weeks ago, for all I know.
And the release date.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah. Anyway, Brain Bombs. The idea is I'm going to deliver some facts that are just meant to blow your mind a little bit. They might be underwhelming. They might be overwhelming. Maybe there's something kind of gross. Maybe it's something that's a weird law somewhere. But anyway, we're going to get a response out of the crew. And then learn about
the belly button.
The belly button. Yeah, see, you remember.
That's right.
Don't say that. I'll have to step out of the room if you guys talk about that one again.
Okay. All right. Well, there is a gross one, but it won't be too terrible. Brain bomb number one. In Denmark, people must choose baby names from an approved government list.
Wow.
And I think we could learn a lesson from Denmark.
I know the U.S. has a list of names you cannot use
as crude words, curse words, and things like that.
There's other names that aren't cursed. It's just,
I'm pretty sure Adolf is on the list.
Adolf's on there.
Seriously.
You cannot name a kid Adolf.
Yeah. That's Jesus, correct. I think, is one.
Yeah. There's a few.
Jesus, and maybe God. Yeah. There's.
Well, I don't know anyone that I've never heard of those names, so it makes sense that they would be on a list somewhere.
There's a lot of Latino kids named Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well,
that might not be true in Mexico.
Though. Not here, though, yeah.
That's obviously, it's not true in Mexico. There's plenty of Jesus.
How can they restrict names with the freedom? I don't know that's accurate.
Oh, that's true. There's a list.
It's a legitimate question, though. It's like, how do you enforce that?
No, you can't.
Like, did the hospital say, no, we won't put that on the birth certificate?
Yeah, they won't.
Well,
that's happened before.
Or the Social Security. Well, the Social Security office can say, nope, that's not going to fly.
You know, the hospital types up the birth certificate, but it's the Social Security office that registers that. They might just say, try again, you know?
Wow. Yeah, we will not issue the Social Security number until the name is corrected. That's possible.
You ready?
I think it's like 10
names. I got the list. Yeah, you got, can I name your kids? King, Queen, Jesus Christ.
Dude, I know. I've heard
Lee,
basketball players
Santa
named
Claus,
King.
Santa Claus, Majesty, Adolf Hitler, Messiah, or 1069.
I found it on the internet. It must be true.
I've heard that before.
Kings.
I've seen it too. It doesn't mean
a kid with the first name is King. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
No, but no.
I don't know.
There's a basketball player named God Sham God.
Yes,
God on the list
doesn't mean his name.
But
may not be U.S. born though. We're talking about U.S. born only.
I don't know. Was he American?
Yes, he's born American. American.
I don't know.
It's a good brain bomb, Andy.
I'm telling you.
Was that his legal? You think it was his legal name too? They didn't.
That's
change?
The other thing. Is but his even legal name. That's the whole.
You know, just because you use God Sham God, maybe his legal name was Anthony.
Yeah,
Jason.
Exactly.
They called him AJ.
They called him
AJ, and then all of a sudden, you know, he got good at basketball. They're like, okay, we'll call you God now. But I don't.
Okay. Well, was he good enough at basketball to warrant the name?
He was good.
He was good. Okay. So I do go back to Denmark though. How many names do they have approved on the list?
Well, let me tell you, Nick.
Wow, good question.
I didn't even set that up, man. I really was curious.
Denmark has strict naming laws to protect children from names deemed odd, offensive, or difficult to pronounce.
That's funny.
Okay.
That's pretty
Parents
funny.
Must select a name from a pre-approved list of just over 7,000 options or apply for special approval to use a non-listed name.
Hmm. Interesting.
Interesting.
That being said, Denmark is listed every year as one of the happiest countries in the world. Mm-hmm. So
there's people like to talk about their healthcare system being free and all that stuff. Yeah. I would ask you also to check into how much they pay in taxes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's outrageous. Yeah, I'm not saying that.
Income tax percentage.
I want to see the TikTok video of the lady that's trying to name her kid Adolf Hitler, and they're telling her no, and, like, just reacting like she's a brand-new mother and the kind of freak-out she's going to have. I want to see that TikTok video.
Because
if she wants to name her kid Adolf Hitler, she's not going to react well.
No.
So that is, like, that's a perfect time, like, the people that get angry at a fast-food restaurant and they want to fight the person. Man, that's the TikTok video I want to see of that lady doing that, her reaction video.
I mean, if they didn't have banned options, Kelly, you know there are enough morons out there that would choose some of those names.
Oh, yeah.
And you would have heard of someone called whatever, you know, a curse word of some kind. You would have heard that.
Jesus Christ Superstar Smith. That could happen.
Like, I just feel like there is a
thank God we had that rule.
He sat behind me in botany in college.
Botany.
Well, my youngest daughter went to school with a girl named Absidy.
Absidy.
Yeah.
A, B, C, D, E.
Yeah, they let her siblings name her. Yep. I know.
The parent's a doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right, moving along.
Moving along. Brain bomb number two.
Here we go.
The average cloud weighs about 1,000,000 pounds.
Mind blown. My brain just got bombed.
How does it stay up there?
How do they weigh it?
It's so floaty. Well, that is my question. And what does an average cloud consist of, right? There's so many different
water.
Types. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
A gallon of water weighs roughly 8 pounds.
Is that?
Oh, we're doing some math
with
now.
The jug or without the jug?
Gallon of water weighs 8 pounds.
So does a human head. Big deal.
Thanks, Jonathan. Nikki.
All right. Well, despite appearing weightless, a typical cumulus cloud contains roughly 1.1 million pounds of water suspended in the air, spread across a huge volume and kept afloat by air currents.
That's crazy.
Some science now.
That is mind-blowing if you think about it.
Curious, like, what's the size of a normal cloud? Not in terms of weight, but in terms of, you know, length or height.
Let's not ask obvious questions.
Well, that will be a brain bomb for the next time. What does it measure exactly? Brain bomb number three. This is a quick hitter. The inventor of the Pringles can was buried in one.
Wow.
That's pretty slick.
That's a big Pringles can.
He was cremated, and Fred Bauer is his name.
Fred Bauer.
Well, they never popped, so they couldn't stop.
Hey-o. Can't eat just one. Oh, that's a different one. That's a different
Did they thing. Seal him in with the freshness?
I don't know. You guys want
the foil top?
The foil top?
I hope so.
I hope so.
Andy, sorry to cut you off.
Guess what
Follow-up
flavor?
Question.
When I was going to say, what flavor?
When you open a Pringles can, do you leave that flap on.
No. God, no.
No.
Why would you?
I do.
Okay.
I leave it on.
Yeah. Why? Okay. It doesn't reseal. Pringles because like sour cream, same way.
I take that off too.
Man, yeah, you don't leave it on.
No.
Yeah, your French onion dip, you don't leave it. No. Kelly, what is the matter with
you? I just do it with Pringles. That's it.
Yeah.
Pringles is the only one?
I don't know, yeah.
And my wife leaves it on. I do not leave it on. Depends on who opens it. If I open it,
does
it comes
that,
off.
Does that cause a fight?
No, it doesn't.
What did you do?
What did you do? Pringles can. You think you know somebody, you know?
Yeah.
And then you get a bombshell like that gets dropped on.
Yeah, and then you have no problem eating a burrito from the side.
Half a steak, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Goodness. All right, moving on to
Hold on. What flavor of Pringles was he?
Original.
Yeah, that's
the original.
Was an original.
He was original flavor.
That's right. Let's see.
OG.
All right, brain bomb number four. Here's a gross one. Brace for impact here.
How many are we doing? I'm getting bored.
Five. Okay. You're going to like the last
one. We're doing four now.
Okay. The last one was with you in mind.
I think we're stopping at three.
Koalas have two types of poop, and they feed one of them to their babies.
Oh, wow.
That's disgusting.
Well, of course it's disgusting.
And two types of poop. I mean, I got that beat. Two?
Yeah.
Two?
Your move, koala.
Two different kinds of poops in a day. You know, big deal.
Oh, man, your move, koala.
I mean, birds will, you know, they'll regurgitate into their infant's mouth.
Well, I mean, that's how we did it back in the cave.
What happens
days,
if the quail gives his baby the wrong poop?
I mixed it up. My bad.
I'd rather take the food out of somebody's mouth than the other option the food that out we're of talking the butt. About. I don't take it out of the butt.
Yeah.
No. Nobody wants that.
No, no good.
It's disgusting.
So they produce a special soft feces called pap.
I thought he was going to say special sauce.
It's nutrient rich and filled with gut bacteria, and mothers feed it to their joeys to help them develop the ability to digest the eucalyptus leaves, which is their only food source. Hmm.
Oh, so there's some science behind it. Okay.
That's why when I eat the eucalyptus leaves, I get such an irritation.
Yeah, you didn't eat your mom's poo, man.
Get the poop first.
Yeah.
Pap.
That's right. Wow. All right, this is my favorite one, and I wrote it. I put it at, anyway. This is for you, Dot.
Okay.
Brain bomb number 5. Freezing, FRISSON, is the term for the chills you get when music hits you just right.
Ooh. What? I did not know there was a term for that.
There is a term for it.
Can you spell it again one more time? Sorry.
FRISSON. Freezing.
Okay.
And so
that's not goosebumps though, right?
It is so when goosebumps form, it's often referred to in the science literature is referred to as a skin orgasm.
Oh my
so
God.
I've read that not everybody gets that though. It's a sign of higher intelligence.
I can't speak to the second half of that, but it is goosebumps. Not everybody is.
I get it all the time.
Hey, goosebumps all the time.
Got them right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is specifically tied to music, although it can also be impacted by art, you know, or, you know, photography, you know, performances of any kind, really.
Hmm. Skin orgasm, huh?
Freezing, often called a skin orgasm in scientific literature, is a psychological response triggered by unexpected shifts in harmony, volume, or lyrics.
So like bussing?
Outcast refers to that as an eargasm, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, there you go.
So if you have one of these while looking at another woman, is that cheating?
Trip, trip, trip. There he goes in here.
It depends. Is it a conditioned response of some
or the orgasm used? You're looking at someone else. I can see my wife getting mad at me for that.
Yeah,
it's my
fault. Oh yeah, you've connected. Mm-hmm.
Is the hair on your arm standing up?
I saw a great video the other day. A guy sitting there with his wife, and he.
Well, if that's the case, don't look at my pants.
He's like, I have to publicly apologize to my wife. He's like, because I had an affair. He's like, I cheated on her in her dreams.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. He's like, I had to publicly apologize.
100%.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious.
Your wife's mad at you for stupid reasons?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was so funny, though.
Yeah. We even own up to it. Well, I mean, we will tell you, just leave me alone. You cheated on me in my dream last night. Just give me the morning here to just stay away from me. Anyway, it's linked to dopamine. There's a dopamine release when you hear something so powerfully awesome. And it your body kind of overloads on it, and then it goes away just as quickly.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That is
Hey-o.
Great.
That is great. Well done. All right. That is it for me, Nicholas. Are you ready to deliver something fun?
Let's fire it up.
Cool.
Let's do it.
What's it about?
Multi-sport athletes.
Oh, both of them?
Right.
And there are two?
All three of them?
Three
of them?
Aren't there only two of them?
You guys
That's
gonna,
all
you,
I got.
You guys are going to be wrecked then after I read my synopsis. You guys are like, oh, damn, he used the names already that we knew.
Don't start naming anything.
Yeah. I honestly think, Kelly, you're going to do fine. I think you guys will do better than you think you are.
Okay.
But I think Kelly will do pretty well. I got my money on him.
Okay. I'm in.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Well, multi-sport professional athletes have achieved remarkable success across different sports, with figures like Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders, and Michael Jordan standing out.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, like I said, I was going to use some names.
I'm out.
Jackson excelled at both Major League Baseball and the NFL, earning all-star honors in both sports. Sanders played both professional football and baseball as well, making the Pro Bowl in the NFL and reaching the World Series in baseball. And we all know Michael Jordan. He gave up basketball, played baseball, and then came back. So that's just, you know, a couple examples for you guys. Yeah. And I feel like I just crushed some of your soul.
Yeah, there are 10 more.
Yeah. No, while you were talking, I'm trying to like think in my head. I came up with several more.
Yeah.
Okay.
But these incredible athletes showcased exceptional versatility, pushing the boundaries of athleticism and inspiring future generations to pursue excellence in multiple disciplines.
Say Jordan didn't.
He what?
Excellence?
He didn't show excellence in baseball. He embarrassed himself and went back to basketball.
Hey, he played AA, Birmingham Barons. Yeah. Come on, give the guy a break.
Be brave enough to set up something new.
And then he came back and won 3 more rings. The guy's a monster.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
All right.
Not a baseball.
So there's the gist. There's the synopsis. You got athletes that played multiple sports. Cool. Okay.
We ready?
Hit it.
It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on multiple sport athletes. And Nick will be your trivia master. Here's how it works. Nick will read the questions. We'll write the answers on our whiteboards. When he says reveal, we will reveal our answers. If we're correct, he will award us however many points he's assigned to that one. Mm-hmm. Kelly will tally, yes?
Correct.
Awesome. And if we don't get it right, well, that's when the fun begins. So let's see who ends up on top today.
All right, boys, you ready?
Yep.
Okay. So I wrote this one quite a while back, so my questions are a bit wordy. I was trying that out.
Okay.
Also, I don't have much flavor text. I do have more like fun facts of stuff. Okay, and statistics. Okay?
Stats.
For you, AF. All right, question number one. Besides his baseball prowess, this athlete was an accomplished basketball player, and he was drafted by an NBA team, the Atlanta Hawks, and an ABA team, the American Basketball Association, the Utah Stars. That same year, he was also drafted by the Minnesota Vikings, despite never playing football in college. Who is this athlete? So besides his baseball prowess, got drafted by two professional basketball teams, as well as an NFL team.
Man, that's a great question. That's a great piece of trivia.
Kelly? You look confident. Not really, though.
I was writing down while you were doing the question.
This athlete has been discussed because of this specific reason.
Correct, and I believe I have it. But the names of the teams and the organizations.
Yeah,
doesn't throw me off. But I just didn't know.
I couldn't give you the baseball teams because that would have made it easy. But I think we talked before because this is the only athlete that I know of that got drafted by four different professional organizations.
Okay.
I don't think anyone else has ever done that.
Go through that one last time for me.
Yeah, because
all right. So I'll give you the condensed version since it was so wordy. Besides his baseball prowess, he was also drafted by an NBA team, the Atlanta Hawks, and an ABA team, the Utah Stars, as well as in that same year got drafted by the Minnesota Vikings, despite he didn't even play football in college. Who is this athlete, this professional athlete? I'm going to have to call. I'm going to go with three count in my head. Kelly has an answer. B, you got anything? Andy?
I got nothing.
Last ditch effort. Scotty?
Writing something frantically.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, you guys really held on to, like, you didn't start writing anything.
I got in my own head. I'm like, is he primarily known for baseball?
Why I said besides his baseball prowess. I was trying to sell that fact.
Yeah.
So, all right. Ready?
Nope. No idea, though.
Oh, Andy's changing.
But I wrote something down.
Three. Two.
No, this is wrong, too.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's reveal. Andy has Puckett. I'm guessing you're thinking Kirby. Yeah. I got Frank Robinson from Brian, Dave Winfield from Kelly, Willie Mays from Scotty. Sorry, I've left my microphone. The correct answer is Dave Winfield.
Yeah.
Okay. Kelly's got it. Because I know we have talked about this before, that he got drafted by four teams.
Honestly, I mentioned that in an episode before.
Dave Winfield popped in my head, but when you said the Utah Stars, I'm like, did they even... I figured like he was too recent. You know what I mean? That's what I was thinking. But Dave Winfield popped in my head, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just amazing being drafted in three major sports.
Oh, it's
played football.
Yeah, that's crazy.
In two different professional basketball teams.
But I went older because I didn't think the Utah Stars were around when he was.
Good call.
I was trying to think of somebody from the ABA era, like who would be a good fit. But Willie Mays, predates that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't like. Given the ABA part, I mean, gives you some insight, but that wouldn't have drawn me to Dave Winfield for like the times I knew him playing. Yeah, I'm thinking more 80s and 90s.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking more recent.
Yeah. I was trying to think 70s.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, he was drafted by four teams, which is nuts. Played college baseball at Minnesota, MVP in the 1973 College World Series.
Gopher.
Played in plenty of teams in the major leagues, you know, probably best known Padres and Yankees. I would say.
I'd say so.
But played for a handful of teams, 12-time All-Star, won 7 Gold Glove Awards, 6 Silver Slugger Awards, and was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2001.
That boy good.
An
athlete.
Mm-hmm. So.
Impressive.
Yeah. So that wasn't quite a layup, but I think a lot of people should know that.
Yeah,
but
it was.
Let's move on to question number two. Ready?
Everybody feeling good, I'll tell you that, Nick.
Yeah. This one's not, I wouldn't say, a lot easier. Probably harder, actually. Okay, so before becoming baseball icons, these fierce and intimidating pitchers wowed their audiences with their flair, athleticism, and showmanship on the basketball court as members of the Harlem Globetrotters. Sorry, I kind of read that a little weird. So, these two baseball icons, intimidating pitchers, wowed their audiences with their flair and athleticism and showmanship while they played as members of the Harlem Globetrotters. Name one of these two MLB pitchers. So, gotcha. Two MLB pitchers that also played for the Harlem Globetrotters.
Wow.
Yeah, keywords I used were icons, fierce and intimidating pitchers, and the fact they played for the Harlem Globetrotters. So I knew one of these off the, you know.
Name one of the two.
Name one of the two. So I knew one of these for sure, but when I was researching this question to ask about this, the one player, I better make sure nobody else did, and then I discovered the other one, so I was one of the two. All right, Andy, I'm going to have to ask you to write something down ASAP.
Yep.
All right. So who are one of these two pitchers that also that played the MLB but also played for the Harlem Globetrotters? Let's reveal. Scotty's got Bob Gibson. So does Kelly. So does Brian. And we have Doc Gooden from Andy. Three of the four are correct. It is Bob Gibson.
Bobby.
Along with Fergie Jenkins.
I almost said it.
That was the other one. Old Fergie. Yeah.
The intimidating. I mean, that's the obvious first name that pops into your head. So he was there for me. But
when you said fierce, went back and all that, that sounds like Bob Gibson.
Because I think Fergie was pretty intimidating on the mound, too. I didn't really ever see much. I don't a lot of his footage, but I think Dave was known for that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but both guys.
Yeah.
Played for the Harlem Globetrotters.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
You know? So, a little bit about them, about these two. So, Bob Gibson was named the World Series MVP twice. Also, the only pitcher to win a Game 7 and hit a home run in the same game.
Huh? They also had to change the entire sport for
him. He changed the sport because
After 68.
Wow.
Let's see here. Gibson won Cy Young twice. He's got some Golden Gloves. I don't know much else. I mean, not to the Hall of Fame. I mean, we're St. Louis people, so we know Bob Gibson.
Yeah, of course.
That's hard to say.
Yep.
I have a bunch about Fergie Jenkins, too, but it's going to get a bit long-winded. So, here we know. These two guys were awesome, and they played for the Harlem Globetrotters. I'm going to keep moving.
I'm good.
All right. Question number three. This standout athlete played both professional football from 1989 to 1991 and baseball from 1992 to 2006, excelling as a safety in the NFL and an outfielder in the MLB. Who is this player?
So, no Dr. Ofer for me this week,
MLB
baby.
And NFL. He played safety in the NFL, played outfield in the MLB from the years 1989 to 1991 for football, then 92 to 06 for baseball. Brian finishing up. And as soon as he's done, let's go ahead and reveal. We have from Andy, Brian Jordan. From Brian, we have Deion Sanders. Brian Jordan from Kelly. Brian Jordan from Scotty. Brian Jordan is the correct answer. And I thought about Brian Jordan
as I was writing, like, Deion doesn't sound right. He played a lot longer than that. Yeah. But yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was such a short-lived NFL career.
Yes, it was.
Really? I mean, I know that it is
injury-related, I believe. Oh. Yeah. That's why he quit.
He played for the Falcons, too?
Yes.
Yeah. So did Deion.
Yeah.
So did Deion when he started. Yeah.
I mean, it was a hard hitter.
I was waiting for some teams to make it easier, but for us, specifically here in St. Louis,
was hard. That would have made it too easy. Nobody would have had to think about it.
I believe so. I mean, you could have used the years and then just said Atlanta Falcons and Atlanta Braves, and we would have had to know that it wasn't Deion.
Sure.
Right?
Ooh. That's true.
I mean, that would have been a real trickster.
Yeah. But still, I mean, when it comes to baseball.
That would have made me think.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, let's see here. So he played for the Braves. We know that. Played for the Cardinals. Played for the Dodgers. Played for the Rangers. He was an all-star in 99. Played a little over 15 seasons. 282 batting average. Not bad.
Yeah.
Solid. You got career homers on there?
What's that?
You got career homers on
there? Yeah, I got 184.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That feels about right.
Yeah. Yeah, I was with the Braves when they won in the series in 99. NFL-wise, only played three seasons. He was an alternate for the Pro Bowl, so he had some success. He was originally drafted by the Buffalo Bills. Right,
can we back that up?
Yeah.
Braves didn't win the World Series in 99.
Then why do I have it? Help Braves reach. They lost. Okay. Sorry.
They reached. Won 95.
He helped them reach it. Yeah, he did not win the series. Thanks for correcting me.
Bravo, Brian.
No, I'm just saying.
Bravo.
Yeah. Well, who did win?
That was 99? The Yankees.
That was
during their 4 year in a row.
Run. Three.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Three in a row.
That's right.
Is it three? I think it was four. I don't know.
It's not on this test, so we're going to skip that part. We're going to move on to question number four here. All right, here we go. This extraordinary athlete and American politician not only played in the USFL, the NFL, and the NFL, but also showcased his speed and power as a bobsledder in the world in the Winter Olympics, as well as a short career in the MMA. Who is this multi-sport athlete?
I got this one.
So, extraordinary athlete, American politician, played in the USFL and the NFL, showcased some speed as a bobsledder in the Winter Olympics, and had a short career in the MMA. Yeah. I think I even saw him fight. I think he came to St. Louis.
We may have been together for that.
We might have been. Yeah. Because this was in our day when we were watching
And MMA. Heavily. All of the different MMA.
Wow. You're stuck, huh?
That's a big old question mark. I got nothing.
I can't give you any tips or hints.
Early on, I'm like, okay. And then when you start talking about MMA, like it's more recent, obviously, I'm like, okay, now I got nothing.
That was pretty well versed. So, all right. Everybody's got an answer, right?
Give it.
Scotty's still finalizing. Wow, you guys are really writing answers late on this one.
Can you ask it one more time?
Okay. I'll give it one more time. And then you got like a 5 count after that. So, extraordinary athlete, American politician, played in the USFL and the NFL, showcased his speed and power as a bobsledder in the Winter Olympics, and had a short career in MMA. 3, 2, 1. Let's reveal Andy with Herschel Walker.
Oh, crap.
Yours says Hiddle. Liddell, Jesse Ventura Liddell. From Kelly. I like Liddell. It. Brian Bosworth. Oh, Liddell?
I was trying to say Liddell.
Oh, no.
You don't tell me. I have no idea.
Chuck Liddell.
Chuck Liddell. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
The correct answer is the one, the only Herschel Walker. Good job, Andy.
Absolute.
He was MMA? Specimen.
Yes, he did MMA. Yeah. I was saying Strikeforce, wasn't it? Because Strikeforce used to come to St. Louis. That's right. I thought the bobsledder thing, like you would have
remembered. No, that's weird.
Most people would remember that.
It just escaped me. Yeah.
The bobsledding one did?
Yeah, it just.
I know Cool Runnings. That's all I got for bobsledding. You know, it's bobsledding knowledge.
Yeah. And then if you really know Herschel Walker, when he got drafted and I went to play the USFL first and then,
See, I'm thinking Herschel Walker, like the MMA was around. I didn't even know that.
But he was he was in his 40s.
Yeah. It was well
he
after.
Was, but he was still shredded. Yeah, I think I wonder if it's
he is crazy. Like created that man. If you've ever seen his workout regimen, he is chiseled.
Do you know what his workout? Well, at least what I've heard.
Whatever.
His workout regimen is he does 3,500 sit-ups and 1,500 push-ups. That's all he does.
Every day, though?
Every day.
3,500?
Yes.
Like, how long would that take you?
But that's all he does. Like, he doesn't lift weights. He's not like a power lifter like that.
3,500? Like, that's
a ton. But it makes sense if you've heard him talk.
Oh, yeah. Truth.
Fair enough.
True.
The fact that he was elected as a politician in our country.
Yes.
It says a lot.
Well, I don't know. I'd have to look. I don't remember if he actually was. Was he actually elected or he just like ran and tried to be one?
I think he was elected to some position.
I don't remember. I don't remember. I know.
I don't know if I have that in here.
Tell you, I wrote Brian Bosworth. I know he wasn't elected for anything, but couldn't think of somebody that
elected
fit
for
the
being
bill.
A bag.
Right.
All right. Well, I mean, we talked about him quite a bit already. I mean, there's not much, that you really need to know. Do you guys remember the big trade for Herschel Walker?
To the Eagles?
Cowboys.
From the
Eagles to the Cowboys.
Cowboys.
I want to remind you guys of what the Cowboys...
gave up.
Yeah. So the Cowboys got, Herschel Walker and 4 late round draft picks.
Huh.
So what they gave up. 3 first round draft picks, 3 second round, a 3rd round, a 5th round, a 10th round, and 4 players.
So a whole new team.
Yes.
Wow.
That is crazy.
Huge trade. All right. Wow. But also, he was in Strikeforce. He is a black belt in Taekwondo. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
All right.
Number 5. And then after that, we'll get ourselves a score check. All right. Here we go. This athlete showcased his skills on both the basketball court and the baseball diamond, playing for the Boston Celtics and also spending time with the Toronto Blue Jays. Who is he?
I got this, I think.
So basketball and baseball.
Undo.
Yeah. This is brutal. This is a deep one.
It's a deep cut.
It's a deeper one. Uh-oh. While we're waiting, I have a definite showstopper. Like, if anybody gets it, I don't know what I'll do.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'll be that shocked. I might hurt myself. Yeah. But does everybody have an answer for this one? So we have
Nope.
Okay. Well, Scotty, just to remind you, we have an athlete that played both basketball and baseball, playing for the Boston Celtics and the Toronto Blue Jays. Who is this cat?
Cool cat.
All right, you ready? Let's go ahead and reveal. I'll start with you, Doc. Take your time. We have Larry Parrish. We have Danny Ainge from Kelly, Kevin McHale from Brian, Danny Ainge from Andy. It is the one and only Danny Ainge. Well done, you too.
Yes, thank you.
He's actually got a baseball card for the Blue Jays. Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's correct. Yeah, but this is a deeper cut.
Yeah,
definitely. This isn't one of the big known ones. But also, I read off the big known ones in the synopsis, so there's not too many left. Yeah.
We are all in deep cuts for the most part here.
So Ainge was drafted by the Blue Jays in 77, made his debut in 79 as far as in the major leagues, played second base, third base, and outfield. Baseball Digest named him the 1979 rookie, named him to the 1979 all rookie team.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, as far as basketball goes, that's what he's more known for. You know, Ainge played for the Celtics, the Kings, Trailblazers, Phoenix Suns. Guys got a championship in 84 and 86. Ranks third in NBA playoff history for games played and sixth in the most three pointers. Third in the most games. Sixth in the most three pointers. Yeah, at least that's when I wrote this a few months ago, so it shouldn't have changed much.
Decent coaching career, if I recall.
He coached for a while. Yeah.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right. Well, that's five. Kelly, what do we got on a score check?
All right. After five questions, we have Brian with one. Scott has two, Andy has three, and I have four.
Baby.
Wow.
I expected four to be that kind of number. Expected better out of you, B. I'll be honest. I thought you would have more of these.
I hate trivia.
But you like sports.
I'm right where I thought I would be.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on.
Yep.
The second half.
Yeah.
Number six. This legendary athlete not only became the first Native American to win an Olympic gold medal, but he also excelled in both professional baseball and American football. Playing for multiple teams across both sports, who is this remarkable multi-sport pioneer?
I can name that athlete in three words or less.
Okay, I don't know what to say about that. Legendary athlete, first Native American to win Olympic gold medals, played pro football and pro baseball. Who is this remarkable multi-sport athlete? Everybody ready? All right, let's reveal. I'm going to start with you, Andy. We got...
This is right.
Andy. We got from Brian. Oh, he's disappointed in himself. I'll come back. I got Jim Thorpe from Kelly, also from Doc. Brian's got Jim Brown.
I knew it. Like,
you had the first name.
I know.
You got stuck on the
second. I
watched
like documentaries on him. Like, I just... As soon as I called Thorpe, I mean, I'm like, that's Thorpe.
He did play more than one sport, Jim Brown
but
did.
I saw Thorpe, I'm like,
I thought I was going to get one later with Jim Brown.
Nope, that's not on the test.
He took away Bo Jackson, took away Deion Sanders. Mm-hmm.
I tried to take away quite a few. I didn't want all these to be
layups. It's super hard, so it's not fun. Good idea.
The term for that, Nick, I'll get kneecapped.
Well, Jim Thorpe won Olympic gold medals in the pentathlon and decathlon, the 1912 Stockholm Olympics. Played for the Canton Bulldogs in the early years of the NFL, winning two championships. Played Major League Baseball for the New York Giants and the Reds. Some historians will still say, the greatest all-around athlete ever.
I didn't know the Native American thing. That threw me.
Oh, that's
what it was supposed to.
That's 100% what got me. Like, as soon as he said that, I wrote Jim Thorpe.
I had no idea.
I'm sure many people do not know that he has Native American heritage.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like there's a big movie about them way back in the day. They had a white guy play them.
Yeah.
Back
in the day, they used white guys for the most part.
I know, but you know what I'm saying.
What were you saying, Kelly?
Oh, it's a crazy story about I think it was during the Olympics. Like, he lost his shoes or somebody stole his shoes. So he had to get a pair of shoes, like, out of the trash can or something. And that's what he won. He wore to win his race.
I've heard that.
Yeah. I've heard that. Yeah, it's crazy.
Nuts. Cool. I mean, like, cool if he would have done it barefoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Barefoot Jim Brown or something.
Been great.
That would have been way cooler.
His name's Jim Thorpe.
Yeah.
You said Jim Brown.
I did say Jim Brown. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot, Brian.
You're welcome.
I'm going to get it wrong. Next time somebody asks me this, I'm going to get it wrong. All right, moving on. Question number 7. This former Heisman Trophy winner. Sorry, let me repeat that. Say it again. This former Heisman Trophy winning quarterback who led his team to 2 national championships made a surprising switch to baseball after his NFL career.
Yeah.
After playing for the New York Mets. And their minor league teams, he returned back to the gridiron. So, since I jumbled it all up, we have a Heisman-winning quarterback, 2 national championships, played professional baseball after he played in the NFL, played for the Mets organization in their minor league system.
Yeah.
Then he came back to football.
Easy.
Layup.
Good, good. Andy's struggling, and Scotty, I'm going to put you both on a 5 count right now.
Come on, I
read it twice. Read it twice. We've been dragging our feet on this one.
He started
Jim
football.
Thorpe answered this hold on, question before guys, I even finished.
You guys knew Jim Thorpe, you know this one. Come on. Like, this is a layup.
I think this is a layup, too, but Jim Thorpe is the bigger layup.
Brian, just let him suffer in silence.
Okay.
All right.
I need the question again, please.
Okay.
They're going to kick themselves.
This former Heisman Trophy winning quarterback won 2 national championships, played professional baseball after playing in the NFL, played for the Mets organization, and then came back to the NFL. Who is he in the next 5 seconds?
5.
That's fair. Thank you.
4.
I'm not going to answer you.
3. Doc, you good?
2.
Yep.
1. Oh, let's reveal. I'm going to start
Jesus
with Brian.
Christ.
He's got the Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow from Kelly. Scotty's blank, and so is Andy. Yep. We have 2 right answers. It is Tim Tebow.
Man. Yeah. No.
Come on, man.
It wasn't
not even close, huh?
He's considered by many to be the best college quarterback ever.
Like I've heard that one.
A lot of analysts.
There's a lot of idiots out there, too.
He was legit in college, though.
I know he was.
Yeah, he was.
He was good. Ever?
No.
Well,
I'm not saying I agree with it, but like he is considered by a lot of I've heard that a lot.
I mean,
like,
two national championships.
I'm not saying I agree with it, but
like, he won. The kid
he won, yeah.
Yeah. But I was never a fan of
his. He played at the major league level?
Playing for the New York Mets minor league teams.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, because I do remember seeing him in a Mets uniform.
ESPN was all over it, of course, because,
So, but I mean, we know who Tim Tebow is. Mm-hmm. We know Heisman Trophy winner, 2 championships. Yeah, but he played for the Mets organization. Then he came back as a tight end, right, for the Jaguars.
He tried, didn't he?
Yeah. And that failed miserably.
Well, he won a playoff game,
With the Broncos.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes,
against the Steelers.
That's right.
I mean, that was a big. Yeah.
Pretty sure his winning percentage was actually pretty decent as a starting NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was,
Just nobody wanted.
It just looked ugly when he was doing it.
Terrible.
The documentary on the Florida Gators is legit.
Doesn't always translate the college game to the pro.
That's true.
You know.
Well, just the documentary. You have Tim Tebow and you have Aaron Hernandez.
Yes.
They should have named it Heaven and Hell.
Yeah. All right, let's
fantastic, Kelly. That's really good.
Great drop.
Let's move on to question number 8. Then we'll get in one more check on the score. All right, this extreme sports icon isn't just known for dominating the snow with his snowboarding tricks. He won 23 gold medals, by the way. He also carved out a career in professional skateboarding. He won 15 gold medals with that. Who is this multi-sport legend? So,
me off the end,
yeah, 23 gold medals in snowboarding, 15 in skateboarding.
Oh, this is going to make me so mad. I'm unsure of the...
And this is not my showstopper. This is a tough one.
Got you, homie.
Yeah. You got it? You feel good?
I don't know. We'll see.
I can see this guy in my head, but I cannot think of
it. Interesting.
I think I got it, but I'm not sure. Yeah.
All right. I'll give
a snowboarder.
Give a couple more ticks. You got something? Everybody's got something? All right. Let's reveal Andy with Sean White. So does Brian. So does Kelly. And Scotty with Tony Hawk. Sean White is the correct
answer. Okay, I was going to write Tony Hawk. If he would have worded it the other way, I would have considered Tony.
I was like, what is the name of that redheaded guy?
Yeah. Yes.
Flying Tomato.
Man, you guys are taking some of my fun facts. Jerks.
I almost wrote that because I wasn't sure if White was his last name.
Boy, he's ugly. If you wrote he's flying a good snowboarder.
I would have taken if you wrote Flying Tomato. I would have taken that.
100%.
I like that.
That means you really know.
Yes, that's when you know.
That's when you know.
Just Flying Tomato.
That's when you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, he was referred to as the Flying Tomato. That's basically, that's calling the guy out. So I already talked all the gold medals he won, both in skateboarding and snowboarding. Redefining snowboarding innovative tricks by including the double McTwist 1260.
Changed my life.
I never looked at life the same after that.
I've gotten that with a large fry.
Yeah.
And it's delicious. It's delicious.
Yeah. I think I solved that math problem.
So that combo meal, the Flying Tomato.
Yes. he's also made TV appearances.
I legit, I'm sure I know it or saw it, but I legit have no memory of him being a skateboarder at any point.
Really?
I'm literally the only snowboarder.
That's why I said it threw me off, because I didn't know that. But when you said the gold medals and all that, it's got to be Sean White.
Yeah.
He was the, yeah.
So, well, that was eight.
Was it?
Yeah, wasn't that eight?
I don't know.
It's got blacked out.
Well, it's got to be eight, because I have seven.
I can't find the hell of it.
So what is the score for everybody?
Score recap. We have Scott and Brian have three. Andy has five. And I have seven.
All right. Seven, I felt, was
so
the right
Andy's
kind of score.
Still in the running.
A little
Andy's
disappointed.
Still in the running.
Yeah, Andy's still in the running. He's next to, nobody's going to get number 10, so Andy, you've lost. There's no chance.
Wow.
There's no chance. I put it in there intentionally.
Challenge
accepted. I hope you get it right.
If you get it right, I don't know what I'll do.
I do too.
All right. Number nine. This Super Bowl winning quarterback not only made his mark in the NFL, but also played in two minor league seasons for the Rockies organization.
Got you.
So, Super Bowl winning quarterback also played two minor league seasons in the Rockies organization. So, football player, but could also play baseball. That's Colorado Rockies, if you weren't sure.
Super Bowl winner, huh?
Super Bowl winning quarterback played in the Rockies organization. For two seasons.
Yep.
If it helps you, one of the teams was the Tri-City Dust Devils.
It doesn't really help.
Naturally.
Okay, what about the Asheville Tourists? Does that help you at all?
Obviously. Sure, I have their history memorized.
Those are the two teams. I can't give you any more than that.
No.
I mean, just giving it away.
Can we get a year?
Sure. You want a year? Would that help you guys? Brian, should I give him a year? You're the one that knows.
I wouldn't. Personally.
Okay, I'm not going to. Let's reveal, boys.
Okay. Oh, we're revealing.
All right. So we got Russell Wilson from Andy, from Brian, from Kelly, and Peyton Manning from Scotty. Russell Wilson is the correct answer. Three of the four got it right.
So that's me,
Brian, and Andrew.
There we go.
So Andy's still in the mix, right? No, he's out?
No, he's out.
Not unless this one's Kelly worth two. Please make this one worth two.
I feel like making this one worth 25.
Wow.
Can you make it worth six? You know,
still win.
You still win because nobody's going
to
get it.
You want me to write it down before you start?
Really?
Sure.
I can play that game too.
Wait, you're going to write down the answer to question number 10 before I've even read it.
Yeah.
I mean, I have the right to erase it.
Sure. Because you're going to erase it. Well, so Russell Wilson. Let's not forget about Russell Wilson.
Bond
to number 10. Russell. You guys write down your answers.
Yeah.
I mean, we know what his NFL career, Seahawks, won the Super Bowl, played two seasons under the Rockies organization.
Yep.
Dabbled a little bit in music too. Has a rap album out from 2017 called This
Married
Moment.
To a Music Artist.
It's terrible.
Is it? I've never heard it. Yeah.
I mean,
Married to.
You listen to it?
Sierra.
He's gone kind of weird.
I've heard like a song.
Oh, okay.
I can't imagine it being any good.
Yeah. No, I'm sure it's terrible. He's just kind of off his rocker.
I'm more mad about the fact that he's married to Sierra.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't get to be like good at sports and get that too. That's not fair.
I love her.
Wait, why are you using your board up there?
Because I have the answer.
Okay.
And no
chance. Wow. I love the
answer. $10.
First question.
Really?
Do you guys have a female or a male on your board?
I didn't know that was an option.
But women play sports too, Kelly.
I know.
It's 2025.
Sexist.
Okay, from the first nine questions,
and they're allowed to play two sports sometimes too now.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I think it came shortly after the right to vote, maybe suffrage, and then multi-sport athletes.
Yeah.
I think that's what they were fighting for.
Equally important.
Yes.
We did an episode on this.
All right. This remarkable athlete captured 2 gold medals in track and field, then became a trailblazer in professional golf, winning 10 major championships and 41 LPGA titles. She also excelled in basketball and baseball, breaking multiple world records along the way. Who is she?
I want to remind you.
I'm going to need the question again.
That I wrote an answer down before the question. Started,
I know.
And I am not going to my eraser.
Wow. I know. I need the last part of the question again.
All right. This athlete captured 2 gold medals in track and field, then became a trailblazer in professional golf, winning 10 major championships, 41 LPGA titles, and she also excelled in basketball and baseball, breaking multiple world records.
The last part I don't know, but I think I got it from the first two portions.
I like this name I'd never heard of before.
Okay. Brian?
Oh, I want to...
Not a clue.
Okay.
you'll get that when you read the first name on my answer.
Okay. I am shocked. And then if you have this correct, Andy, you are giving the synopsis. You're explaining how
How I know it. I don't know. Yeah.
I'll give you a synopsis because it's a long list of achievements. I mean, she could play.
He's got me in a dead stare over here.
I'm just going to let you reveal, and then I'm going to reveal afterwards.
Let's do this. All right. Andy has Babe. How do you say it? What's that name?
Dietrich Zaharian.
That's it. Okay. And then Dietrich we have sometimes Sin? Kim.
Something
Dietrich
Kim.
We have Babe Dietrichson. Dietrichson.
Isn't that Dietrichson?
I don't believe it is.
And then Lulu Simpson from Scotty. So Kelly's got Babe Dietrichson. We have Lulu Simpson from Scotty. Brian wrote down something.
I think it's Babe Dietrichson. I think I'm
and
right.
And Andy's got Babe whatever he's
I'm right.
Zaharian.
So it's Dietrichson.
All right, the name is Babe. If you say Dietrichson or Dietrichson, so it's all eyes, Zaharias.
Yeah, well, that's not what I have. So, I mean, it's really close, and that's the person
You're
both getting it right. I don't care. You guys wrote down Babe. I've been like, okay, you guys have it. You at least know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You might want to fact check it. It was Lulu.
Lulu won that beat.
I could have sworn.
Okay, explain to me, you two. Funny. One at a time, combat each other. I don't care. How do you guys know who this lady is?
I've just heard about her, like especially the golf championships. Mm-hmm. That's what kicked me off because I know she's a prominent golf and very successful.
Back in the day when SportsCenter and ESPN was in its prime, mm-hmm. they would have little segments. In between commercials almost, that gave you like a 10-second quick hitter on a cool athlete nobody's ever heard of. And I remember this.
Wow.
And since then, I've caught her name in many places, often golf. But that's a scenario that it would come and go really easily had I not been able to reference it from that commercial.
What decades are we talking here?
Yeah, late 90s.
Good question.
Oh, no, early.
Yeah.
So she, 50s, 60s? So she won her, let's see, U.S. Open, U.S. Women's Open victories. She won in 48, 50, and 54. Let's see here. Western Open, 1940 through 1950, won like 4 times. 1947, 1950, 1952 for another championship victory. Grand Slam in 1950. Woman Athlete of the Year in... How do I not have the year for that? Athlete of the Year, but 6 times at least. Okay, that's why. 6 times she was voted Woman Athlete of the Year.
6 of them back.
She has the Bobby Jones Award, 1957. Olympic gold medalist, 1932. So that's probably the beginning of like her athletic career.
Yeah. Because you... Just drop back 20 years there. Okay.
Set all world record in the javelin throw that year. Hall of Famer inducted the LPG Hall of Fame, the World Golf Hall of Fame. Founding member. She's a founding member of the LPGA. That's why she's a pioneer.
Okay.
That was in 1950.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So
also invented the shoehorn.
I can't even say if it's not true. It might be. Who knows? She probably did. She probably invented stuff too. We just don't even know about it.
Extraordinary.
I mean, she was
a
badass,
handsome woman.
Oh, was she? Was she a sturdy gal?
She was a sturdy gal, no doubt. Oh yeah, there's pictures of her out there, and she is.
She was quite a babe.
She's built to be an athlete.
She's mistaken for Jim Thornton.
What's her name? Babe Dietrichson.
So it's Dietrichson, but it's D-I-D-R-I-C-K.
Okay.
Dietrichson.
Dietrich.
Zaharias.
Zahara. Is that like a married name after that, or?
Yeah.
I didn't dig, I've never heard that. The Zaharas part.
Different.
This is about sports, yeah. So I didn't dig in their personal lives, Kelly.
Yeah, fair enough.
Some things are just their business.
You know. You're so thoughtful.
I try to be. So, tiebreaker, I didn't have anything special, so we don't. I mean, yeah, I was going to use Michael Jordan statistics baseball, though.
Yeah, we don't need one. Yeah. 235?
Yeah. But at this time, we were still doing bonus questions, so I'm going to ask my bonus question anyway.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Let's do it.
What sport would you play
if Hold on. Who won?
Oh, I guess we have to pay attention.
He wants his applause.
Well-deserved.
Yeah, tell us
that score.
Oh, I'll tell you the score, guys.
I bet you will.
It's crazy that you asked. Scott had 3.
Yay.
Brian had 4. Andy had 7. And I had 9.
Well done.
9?
Nine.
I was only one behind, I thought.
He put an extra tally on there, I think.
Before 8.
But we both got the last one right?
Yes.
Yeah, you were 2 out.
He got.
Oh, you got it right. Yeah, my bad.
The only one he missed. I think. What'd you miss? The Herschel Walker one.
Correct.
That's the one he missed.
Yes,
yeah. Other than that, yeah, he ran that table. So anyway,
bonus.
Okay. So if you could play any professional sport, but it cannot include the big ones like baseball, basketball, football, hockey, even MMA or boxing.
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
So yeah, think more obscure sports quarterly, more ESPN, the Ocho.
Are you eliminating soccer?
Soccer's a big one. No, you're not. Soccer's eliminated.
And
you can't pick wiffle ball. So you got to pick something other than that. So you got to go obscure sport, not any of the big boys. What do you got? Give me some.
Tennis, is that?
That's a big one. Come on.
Okay.
But no,
you said the big four, so I'm thinking tennis, but if you want to get rid of that, that's fine.
No golf,
then,
no tennis.
Then I would go down to like...
some of the weird ones. Like
I'd probably go lacrosse.
Okay, yeah. I like that one.
I'd probably go lacrosse. Yeah.
I'd go with that one. I was thinking like maybe you might go kickball or dodgeball or something like that.
Curling.
Nice.
I like that one. You just stole my
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
I'm like, I could have the longevity.
It's nice and chilly.
Is beer pong?
Yes. I'll go with that. Bar games. Yes.
Yeah.
No. Curling. Nice. We should have a team.
Curling was the one.
That was a good one.
Doc, weren't you somewhere that you rented curling space?
We did curling a few years back. It is so much harder than it looks, well, of course naturally. It is.
Did anybody bite it in your crew?
No. Okay. But you do. I mean, you do get down very low. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to be limber to really stretch out that way. So you're hurting afterwards.
So you didn't do well.
No, nobody.
You just got to stretch a little bit.
Yeah.
You had to wait for the ice to melt and get up.
He was swimming by the time he got off the ice.
I went down and just kept going. Never got up.
No, you
got
to let it go.
Any other weird ones you can think of that you would like to play?
Doc, did you answer on that one?
Anything? I didn't. I mean, I was thinking maybe like beach volleyball.
Yeah, I support that.
The oil.
You want to be a coach?
Jean shorts and oil?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or surfing. That'd be cool.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You're not
an
ocean.
Surfing.
Yeah.
How about the ski jump?
Ooh.
crazy Eddie?
That's Eddie the Eagle. That one.
Awesome.
Eddie the Eagle.
That's like awesome. Yeah. Terrifying. You know,
yes.
You're flying.
That would be the one I would want to do least, probably. It's death defying.
Yeah, like you're right.
Alien helmet on. That aerodynamic.
Yeah. So the skis pointed up, all weird looking.
Yeah, I got windsurfing.
That'd be fun.
I like that one. I've done windsurfing. That's fun.
Speedwalking? Is that
another? Oh, that, yeah. There we go.
You look like such an idiot playing that. Yeah, I do. When you're speedwalking, you look like a moron.
You absolutely do. You look terrible.
So funny. Like your legs look like kind of rubbery.
It's all in the hips, baby.
It's all hips.
I got 3.
Okay.
So we can go with cricket, but that might be one of the most popular sports in the world. There was a cricket match where a billion people watched.
Exactly. Can't do cricket. That's too big.
So I'm going to go with either ping pong or darts.
Oh, okay.
I like darts.
Semi-pro, not full pro.
Okay.
Like I can't.
Why?
Because they're too good.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we're all daydreaming that we're really awesome at whatever we're choosing.
Can I throw a quick one in?
No.
Please.
Of the four major ones, four major sports, where would you guys want to go pro?
Baseball.
I think baseball from a longevity point of view, yeah.
I want to do basketball, but I think I would love to play baseball because it's just I mean, this the effort level.
Yeah. You got the laziness? You want to play baseball out of laziness?
I can be an alpha learner.
You should go golf then. Can you go golf? See,
I hate golf.
I know you do.
I hate golf.
I'm really torn between baseball and hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And hockey, people play hockey, they come into like 18, 19.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, they have long careers too, so it's tough. That's a tough one for me, but I want to see what you guys
say. Yeah. Do you have to like actually become Canadian to play hockey though?
No.
Oh, you still do it as an American?
Yes.
That's awesome. Times have changed.
I wonder what the test to become a Canadian citizen is.
No, yeah. I'll find that one.
You just say I'm sorry.
Sorry,
hey? He's apologizing.
A lot of questions about maple syrup.
What and trees make maple syrup?
What's gonna be weird is Brian will score higher on that one somehow.
Nick, I do want to double back. I think croquet is my answer.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know. I've played that. I played that one summer, and I was addicted.
Same summer, man. I played croquet out there.
Yeah,
I knew you were
going
there.
So much fun. It's so fun.
It looks fun.
It's a lot of fun.
I want to be a left-handed pinch hitting specialist.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Meaning, I come in when they bring a lefty in.
Yeah.
And I'm now a pinch hitter.
Why? Why that though? Just the lack of,
or maybe a left-handed
once a week,
or the left-handed specialist reliever.
I'm thinking of some of those games you see now, like the. Some of the games we were watching at your house one night, Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Like you smack the ball in the little circle.
Oh, the like little all
weird,
thing.
Yeah, like all these weird sports. Yeah,
it's fun to watch.
No, it is. It's just hilarious, yeah.
Bullpen catcher.
I was going to say that.
Backup quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That is the key.
It's that's a good one. It's a good one.
That's the one.
Until you get called in the fourth quarter.
Then that sucks. And then you can still get hit. Bullpen catcher.
That's true.
It's true. Yeah. That's a great one.
Yeah. I'll take the backup quarterback, though. You're going to get a lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
You can make millions and millions just being a backup
yes.
in the NFL.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, good answer, boys.
Yeah. That was a fun one, Nick.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all you got from me.
Thank God.
Kelly, I am impressed with myself. And therefore, by default, that we got to that last answer.
Full disclosure, I wrote it down before the question was asked. I wrote down Wilt Chamberlain.
Oh, okay.
So that I was going to ask. Because he was a professional volleyball player.
Gotcha. You
know, so,
gotcha.
Very good.
Yeah. I feel like my brothers are going to make fun of me because I didn't know who Babe was. And they're going to be like, they're going to tell me why I should know.
Yeah.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't feel like an idiot again.
Can you record
arguably
that?
Arguably the greatest athlete.
You've seen it, Scott.
from an accomplishment standpoint, arguably the greatest athlete, period.
Sure.
Not female athlete, but athlete.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Most decorated. It's Babe.
Babe Dickerson.
Oh.
Mozarian, whatever. Zaharias.
Zaharias.
So.
Zakarian.
Well, that's all I got, man.
All right. That's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review if you don't mind. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. And until then, keep those brains sharp and your bellies laughing.
Hey, listeners, Nick here. Want to tell you about Warrior Logo Wear. The official sponsor of our merch store. Check them out. They are veteran-owned. They have no minimum orders, so if you want to make your own thing, go to warriorlogowear.com. Or if you want to buy our merch, which is fantastic, go to theultimatetriviapodcast.com, click the link, buy some swag.